new after-school activities on offer at the Haynes Library. And for the second year in a row, the visitor industry is Southeast Alaska's largest private sector employer. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. Tier 2 moose hunting began on Saturday for the Upper Lynn Canal. Harvest is limited to one bull with spike fork antlers, 50-inch antlers, or antlers with three or more brow tines on at least one side. A permit is required. Seven moose have been taken since hunting opened. Of the moose taken so far, three have been spike forks, three have had 50-inch or larger antlers, and one had three brow tines. Tier 2 moose hunting for the Upper Lynn Canal ends October 7th. School is back in session and the nights are growing longer, and the Haynes Library has transitioned from a summer reading program to after-school explorations. Amanda Randles has this look at the autumn after-school offerings at the Haynes Library.
Haynes Children's Library in Holly Davis is outside in the clean autumn afternoon, preparing for the arrival of after-school students and an arboreal showdown.
Today we're doing the battle of the trees, evergreens versus deciduous. They're going to predict which one we have more of within the walking distance without crossing any roads or parking lots today. And then they'll run out in their two teams and keep track with their tally marks, and we'll come back together and find out which team found the most of their kind of tree.
The Battle of the Trees is just one of Davis's September outdoor exploration series in the Haynes Library's after-school program. They've also done forest walks and visits to the beach during low tide.
We've been over to the apple tree in front of the museum, and JoJo read to us the story of Charlie Enway, the Johnny Appleseed of Haynes. That was really fun. And another beautiful day. These beautiful days are really helping. My kids like to be outside, and it feels good to go for these walks and learn what they can about Haynes.
Davis says the after-school program allows for students to continue their day in a safe learning environment, but with a little more movement.
Since the library is right across from the school, you can see the kids just come right out and head right this way, and sometimes they have until 5 o'clock when their mom or their dad gets off work, so they're able to be doing something educational and be with other kids and be in a safe place. They're able to move more than maybe they have a chance to do when they're inside a classroom. So after they've been cooped up all day, this is a little bit of freedom and learning at the same time.
And, of course, it is a library. Davis says the program lends itself to teaching kids to explore the stacks as well.
Then I have a chance to show them some of the nonfiction that ties in with what we've been doing. And they might not even know that outside of the children's room, we have lots of books that are great for kids out in the nonfiction section.
This autumn has lent many clear days perfect for exploring, but the weather can't last forever. Davis says the program is going to move more indoors next month, with the October focus of the after-school program being arts and crafts. Davis's after-school program runs Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3:30 p.m. Education coordinator Delonta Ryan runs an after-school science program on Tuesdays and Thursdays at that same time. Homework help continues in the winter at 4:30 at the Haynes Library. In Haynes, I'm Amanda Randles.
For the second year in a row, the visitor industry is Southeast Alaska's largest private sector employer. Tourism added more jobs in 2017 and will continue growing into the foreseeable future. The annual Southeast by the Numbers report by Raincoast Data's Melani Shivens was presented last week during the Southeast Conference annual fall meeting, held this year in Ketchikan. The visitor industry, driven largely by cruise tourism, is one of the few bright spots Shivens reported. While many other industries are in a slump, she says the overall report is a little better than last year's when
jobs were down, earnings were down, population was down. These are the top three indicators that you use when you're looking to measure the health of an economy and a community, and they were all down, and they were down by a lot. So basically, we earned an F last year.
This year's report shows that jobs were up and earnings rose overall. Population, though, dropped again.
We are actually up 380 jobs, but down 900 people. And in the past, these numbers have been pretty equivalent with each other. So what we're really seeing now is a shift to an increasing number of jobs held by non-residents.
That brings us back to tourism, which is a primarily seasonal industry and employs many people who leave when that season ends. Shivan says tourists love Southeast Alaska and are flocking here in larger and larger numbers. The majority, 80%, are coming on cruise ships. John Binkley is the president of Cruise Lines International Associations of Alaska. He also spoke to Southeast Conference and gave updated numbers for next year's cruise season. Binkley says this year is the third record-setting season in a row in terms of cruise passenger numbers, and next year will be another. He says Southeast can expect 25% more passengers in 2019. One reason for the growth is larger ships entering the market. This year, the Norwegian Bliss was the first and only megaship visiting Alaska.
And we're going to see more of these ships next year. We're going to see three additional Neo-Panamax ships coming to Alaska next year.
Those will be the Norwegian Joy, the Royal Princess, and the Ovation, a Royal Caribbean vessel. Those will be in addition to the Bliss. Updated numbers show 40,000 more passengers than previously estimated for 2019.
Our preliminary projections now are 1,361,400 passengers, another all-time record that we're going to hit next year.
Binkley says accommodating that many people will be challenging for some ports. But, he says, more people means more jobs in the industry, more port fees, and more money overall spent in Alaska. While it's the largest and most visible, the visitor industry was not the only one to rise in Southeast. Shivans reports that healthcare employment and government also were up, along with mining. She says fishing, timber, and construction employment all fell in Southeast. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.